Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. And when you think about it, really, the key to good mental and physical health is good sleep. So you fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use the code PDB. It's Friday, 26 April. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. We begin today's episode with a major scandal brewing in the Kremlin as the nation's deputy defense minister is arrested on bribery charges. It marks the biggest corruption scandal since President Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine over 2 years ago. And you know what they say about fraud? The first time you find it, is not the first time it happened. Later in the show, we'll turn our attention to Africa, where a second nation is now demanding the removal of U.S. troops, potentially jeopardizing anti-terror operations in the region. It appears that the U.S. is losing some influence in the region as Russia and China work to increase theirs. Plus, we'll give you an update on the situation in Haiti, where a new government has been sworn in amidst a humanitarian crisis that continues to deteriorate. And in today's Back of the Brief, we'll bring you the latest evidence of a transforming battlefield, with the U.S. Army announcing the deployment of high-energy laser weapons overseas for the first time ever. We really are witnessing a transformation in the way that wars are fought and will be fought in the future. But first, today's PDB Spotlight. This week, the Russian Ministry of Defense was hit with its most high-profile scandal since the launch of the Ukraine war back in February 2022. Timur Ivanov, one of Russia's 12 deputy defense ministers, was arrested earlier this week on suspicion of accepting a large bribe. What? Shocking. If found guilty of the crime, he could be sentenced to up to 15 years in prison. That is, if he doesn't find himself falling out of a window first, or drinking poisoned tea, or however the Putin mafia decides to have him whacked. Now, this whole scandal gives us a glimpse into just how deep corruption runs inside Russia's bureaucracy. So, let's ask the question, who is Deputy Minister of Defense Timur Ivanov? Well, he plays a key role in managing the construction of military infrastructure and facilities across Russia. That includes projects like shipbuilding facilities, airfields, military hospitals, and barracks. I smell fraud. His job even includes projects inside occupied areas of Ukraine. Most recently, he was in charge of some of the construction in Mariupol, a port city in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk region, which was basically, flattened by Russian forces early on in the war. Oh, we're going to need to rebuild that. Now, if you're a member of Russia's vast military bureaucracy, this is the single most lucrative position you could ever find yourself in. Ivanov is at the cross-section of military contracts and the construction business. It's like a Tony Soprano dream job. And here, I would cue the most excellent Sopranos theme song, but it's copyrighted. So it's basically just playing in my head. Anyway, the opportunity for graft is virtually unlimited. And mind you, prior to his time as Deputy Minister of Defense, this man had absolutely no military experience, so he's perfect for the job. Ivanov first became Deputy Defense Minister back in 2016 by the decree of Russian President Putin himself. And over the past 8 years, his position, as you might imagine, has made him a fabulously wealthy man. According to a report by the Russian Anti-Corruption Foundation, that's an organization founded by the recently deceased Alexei Navalny, and by that I mean he was killed by Putin, Ivanov and his wife Svetlana, of course her name's Svetlana, they own an enormous mansion on the Volga River and a pair of Rolls Royces. His and hers Rolls Royces, that's sweet. The couple takes months-long holidays in sprawling villas in the south of France, which you might recall is a NATO country, by the way. They rent yachts to cruise the Mediterranean and regularly go on shopping sprees, spending tens of thousands of dollars on designer brands like Prada. Well, wait a second. Those sound like Mr. and Mrs. Baker's hobbies. I'm surprised we haven't bumped into the Ivanovs while swanning about the south of France. Now, the two of them engaged in all of this conspicuous consumption in plain sight, and it supposedly all happens on a government income of less than $300,000 per year. Well, to be fair, that's quite a government income. However, the sudden arrest of a man so obviously drenched in graft might ultimately have nothing to do with skimming a few million rubles off the top. You see, the deputy defense minister is a close personal ally of Russian Minister of Defense Sergei Shoigu. Now, while Shoigu is a longtime ally to Putin, the minister's failures in Ukraine appear to have damaged the relationship. So this could be a warning shot to Shoigu, Putin's way of saying, "Oi, Sergei, you could be next." Now, by the way, Putin himself is often rumored to be the wealthiest man on the planet, and he's essentially bought the loyalty of his inner circle and senior cadre by allowing them to become extremely wealthy through corruption. They can enjoy the spoils as long as they don't get sideways with the boss. Otherwise, well, you know, they'll be sleeping with the fishes. Coming up after the break, a standoff in Africa as another nation demands a U.S. military withdrawal, a move that could shake the foundation of anti-terror efforts in the region. And also ahead, the latest on Haiti's political upheaval. A new government is taking the reins as the humanitarian crisis worsens. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately admired the best-dressed person there? Of course you have. Now, as the kids say, they got their fit going on. Okay, I have no idea whether that's what the kids actually say. I just heard it once. Anyway, picture this. It's wedding season, right? So, you're at a wedding. You've been invited, you're not crashing it, and all eyes are on the bride and groom. But you, well, you're turning heads too, because you're the best-dressed person in the room. Now, yeah, you don't want to steal the bride's thunder, so maybe dial it back a bit. But you get my point. So how do you orchestrate this situation? Well, you do it with Indochino. With Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though their suits start at just $499. Now, let me tell you about the process of customizing and ordering with Indochino. You can design the suit that you want and fine-tune every detail. From lapels to linings, it's all online. When the suit arrives, you'll be knocked out by the quality of the fabric and the perfect fit. Look your best this wedding season, at the table or on the dance floor or dancing on the table, whatever you choose to do. Just be careful when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BAKER, that's B-A-K-E-R, just like you thought it would be, to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BAKER.
You're cruising down the highway. Windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Welcome back. American influence seems to be decreasing across Africa as Russia and China expand their hold throughout the continent through strategic partnerships. As we discussed on Monday's show,
Niger's military junta recently terminated the Status of Forces Agreement that has allowed U.S. personnel to be deployed in the country since 2012. That move will force more than 1,000 U.S. personnel to leave the country in the coming months. But now, another domino has fallen. Ah, the famous domino theory. This time in the Republic of Chad. The Pentagon announced Thursday that they'll withdraw dozens of special ops forces from Chad's capital city over the next few days, significantly eroding American security and counterterrorism operations in West and Central Africa, and that's according to a New York Times report. The move comes just over a week after officials in Chad sent a letter to the U.S. military threatening to end their own Status of Forces agreement with the U.S. The letter stopped short of calling on all U.S. troops to leave the country. However, it did demand that America's Special Operations Task Force vacate a French base in the capital city, at least temporarily. Some 75 Green Berets currently serve in the task force, which coordinates U.S. military training and advisory missions in the region. The troops will begin their departure this weekend and complete their withdrawal to a base in Germany by May 1st. The letter blindsided American officials, who said it was communicated through unofficial channels. Some have speculated that the letter was a bargaining tactic by leaders in Chad as they attempt to negotiate a more favorable security arrangement with the U.S. ahead of their elections in early May. A Pentagon spokesperson attempted to play down the diplomatic drama, calling it a temporary step that is part of an ongoing review of our security cooperation. American officials hope to resume talks with Chad after their elections. Now, Chad has served as a vital security partner for the U.S. in the region. And with Moscow strengthening ties across the continent, it's not a partner that the U.S. really can afford to lose. As we noted, officials in Niger, as well as Mali and Burkina Faso, are already turning away from long-standing security agreements with the U.S. in favor of a closer relationship with Russia. Well, what's old is new again. It's like the 1950s and 60s all over. The Kremlin strategy, according to the New York Times report, has relied on both persuasion and threats. Just last year, the U.S. warned the president of Chad that Russian mercenaries were planning an assassination. At the same time, Russian diplomats were attempting to woo sympathizers within the government to their side, including the president's half-brother. And nobody woos like Russian diplomats woo. In Niger, Russia is wasting no time in filling the void left by America. Earlier this month, state media in Niger revealed Russia had already delivered military equipment to the country, including cutting-edge air defense systems. Marine Corps General Michael Langley, head of U.S. Africa Command, recently warned in remarks to CNN that NATO's southern flank is at risk as Russia is, quote, trying to take over Central Africa at an accelerated pace. And Russia isn't the only nation looking to displace the U.S. in Africa. In a future episode, we'll look at China's concerted and very strategic effort over several years to forge relationships with African nations, particularly those with critical and rare earth minerals. All right, shifting gears. I want to provide an update on the chaos in Haiti as a new provisional government takes the reins from exiled former Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The new government was sworn in during a secret ceremony at the presidential palace on Thursday morning, nearly 2 months after an army of criminal gangs took control of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, sending the country into an absolute state of total anarchy. Henri sent a letter to the provisional government ahead of the ceremony, formally resigning from his post, according to a report by The Guardian. Now, as you might have guessed, the swearing-in ceremony was shrouded in secrecy due to the threat of violence, which hasn't lessened since the insurrection began in early March. In fact, despite the installation of a new government, the UN has warned that the situation on the ground could soon turn catastrophic and called on Thursday for the swift deployment of a multinational security mission to help restore order on the ground. That followed a grim assessment issued earlier this week by the UN Children's Agency UNICEF, which warned that the situation on the ground for locals continues to deteriorate, with many lacking access to essential services. And disturbingly, the gangs are also reportedly recruiting children into their ranks, according to a BBC report. Catherine Russell, who leads UNICEF, told the UN Security Council earlier this week, quote, "Each day, children are being injured or killed. Some are being recruited, or they are joining armed groups out of sheer desperation."
Recent UNICEF data indicates that anywhere from 30% to 50% of armed groups in Haiti currently have children within their ranks, end quote. Port-au-Prince remains in the hands of gang leaders, with an estimated 90% of the city under their total control. Meanwhile, the country's been rocked in recent days by a series of shootouts between police and armed criminals near the presidential palace. The violence has upended life in the country, where some 1.4 million Haitians are now said to be on the verge of famine. Rather ominously, the powerful gang leader Jimmy Charizier, known as Barbecue, there's a catchy nom de plume, also issued a threat this week aimed at the incoming government, telling them to, quote, brace yourselves. All right, coming up in the back of the brief, a groundbreaking moment for modern warfare. The U.S. Army confirms the first overseas deployment of high-energy laser weapons, a futuristic arsenal reshaping the battlefield. I'll be right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
In today's Back of the Brief, the U.S. Army officially confirmed for the first time this week that they've deployed a pair of high-energy lasers overseas in an effort to counter enemy drones targeting U.S. personnel. The laser systems mark a significant technology milestone for the U.S. military in their pursuit of directed energy weapons. Officials didn't disclose the locations of where the weapons were deployed, but confirmed that the first system arrived overseas in November 2022, while a second was deployed earlier this year, according to an exclusive report by Military.com. It was the first public acknowledgement that these directed energy weapons are in active use outside of experimental testing. The Army would not disclose, however, whether the weapon, dubbed the palletized high-energy laser, has been used to eliminate any incoming drones yet. An Army spokesman told Military.com, quote, "The Army remains committed to testing and integrating cutting-edge technologies, such as directed energy, as part of its ongoing efforts to ensure the safety of our soldiers and effectively support the United States mission," end quote. The weapon reportedly works by converting electrical power into a concentrated stream of photons that can burn through various materials when directed at a target. I know, it almost sounds like I actually understood what I just said in that last sentence. It's a significant advancement, particularly at a time when drone attacks on American troops by foreign adversaries, such as Iran's numerous terrorist proxies, have been increasing. In fact, the U.S. military now regards the use of cheap weaponized drones to be the single greatest threat to American troops in the Middle East. If the laser defense proves effective, it could also go a long way towards reducing defense costs for the Pentagon. According to Military.com, It costs between just $1 and $10 each time the laser is fired. That would represent a game-changing difference compared to the cost of downing these cheap yet effective armed drones using traditional air defense systems. The U.S. currently pours roughly $1 billion annually into developing directed energy weapons and reportedly has some 31 different technologies in the development pipeline. And that, my friends, is the President's Daily Brief for Friday, 26 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And remember, to listen to the show ad-free, become a premium member of the President's Daily Brief by visiting pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back later today with the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.